Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher. This podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. Now, obviously, we don't know you or your unique position, so this is not financial or investment advice. It is information of a general nature, and you should always seek professional advice as to your situation before you ever invest in anything. But if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as your vehicle to create wealth and, more importantly, freedom, then you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In today's Property Lovers podcast episode, I wanted to talk about the outlook for the property market, because we've just seen the Reserve Bank raise interest rates by much less than expected. We were expecting a 0.5% jump in rates, and it was fully priced in by the market, and the Reserve Bank only raised rates by 0.25%. I know, it's changing times, isn't it, when you start being happy that rates went up, albeit by less than you thought they would. So does that mean the market is plain sailing from here on in? And what's really going on there? Probably we're not out of the woods yet. We had the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, say last week that Australia was going through some dark and dangerous times because of what's happening in the world economy, and we'd be foolish to think that we could escape unscathed. However, we are looking better than most other countries. So Europe probably already is in a recession. The US is teetering on a knife's edge. They had a 0.75% rise in interest rates last month. Australia, on the other hand, has had rate rises, and indeed there have been six of them in the last 6 months, and some of them have been big jumps, like 0.5% jumps. However, that's not as bad as some other countries. So our inflation isn't as high as in other countries, as well as the fact that our wages are not going up as much as they are in other countries. Why does all of this matter, you may ask, and what's it got to do with property prices? Well, obviously, most people with properties have mortgages, and the cost of money is interest rates. So when we borrow money and have a mortgage, then we have to pay repayments on that loan. And the cost of borrowing that money can vary. So most Australians are on variable loans. In other words, interest rates can fluctuate for them as the economy changes. When they want to dampen the economy and inflation, they raise rates. And this is done by the Reserve Bank. So if the interest rate is going up, the cost of money is going up. What that means is that fewer people want to borrow, or even if they do want to borrow, they may not qualify for a loan because the price is too high. Now, we have had interest rates at emergency levels, 0.1% for most of the pandemic. And even before then, they were at 0.25%. So very, very low rates. They're now sitting at 2.6%, and we had to hike rates a lot to get to that point. So it means people on variable rate mortgages, which is the lion's share of most property owners, that means that they are paying more in their mortgage repayments. Now, our mortgage repayments are probably most of what we spend every month, either that or it would be rent. And on top of that, we've got the cost of just living. So groceries, the cost of petrol, all of that. Now, what has happened is post-pandemic, everything's become more expensive because supply chains were jammed. We couldn't get enough fast enough into the country and around the world. And so we had a bit of a backlog, which in the law of supply and demand means that if supply is tight, if something is scarce or rare, the price goes up, doesn't it? So prices around the world have gone up. And this has been exacerbated by what's happened in Ukraine and a war there. And that has meant that energy prices have gone through the roof, and that's put Europe into a recession. The OECD, which is like a body, an international body that cooperates when it comes to economic planning, they've revised the growth forecast for the whole global economy, and some economies are going to shrink or go backwards, like Germany, for example. So what that means is that global growth is going to be really, really low, if at all. Some strong headwinds ahead for the whole world. And as a result, we've seen prices go up on certain things like fuel, like, and that feeds into basically everything. So groceries, everything has gone up. Now, if we're spending more because it costs us more just to get by, that means also that the cost of living gets higher and higher. And if we're having to earn more in order to be able to afford to live, wages have to go up. So wages have gone up as well. The thing is, in Australia, unlike other countries, wages have not gone as high as inflation, which ironically puts us in a good position. So inflation means costs going up and up and up, and that stops us spending because everything becomes too expensive. The Reserve Bank wants to curb or stop inflation. And they do that, amongst other things, by raising interest rates because the cost of money is more expensive. That means fewer people borrow to spend. They have to spend more on their mortgage, which means less to spend elsewhere and drive costs up further. And it also means people get a big reward for saving. So if I don't spend my money and I put it in the bank and keep it there, I earn more interest on it. So they're trying to encourage us to spend less. Now, if our wages don't go up in line with inflation, in other words, we're earning a little bit more, but we're having to pay a lot more, then it means we're still behind the eight ball. We're not going to spend much naturally because we can't afford it. So there's not as much need for rates to go up as high as they are in other countries. In other words, we don't need an incentive not to spend. We can't afford to spend. So naturally, the brakes come on the economy and hopefully prices go down. That could be what's going on with the Reserve Bank only raising rates 0.25% when they're going sky high around the world. So what that means is that Australia may be coming out of that period of massive rate rises and a whole lot of fear and uncertainty. We saw a much lower rate rise in October. Now, there's only two more rate rises before Christmas, the November Reserve Bank meeting and the December one. So economists are predicting if we maintain the status quo, rates will go up 0.25% in November and 0.25% in December. The Reserve Bank doesn't meet in January. They have a little summer holiday and then they'll reassess in February. Plus, there is a bit of a lag effect. So when they raise rates, we don't all stop spending straight away. We don't realize for a couple of months. The first month, we may not notice our mortgage has gone up. And it's only after a while when those payments recur that we think, hang on a minute, I have to tighten my belt. So they're waiting to see if the previous run of massive rate rises, like the last six of them, are doing the job well enough. And the fact that our wages are still low, we're not going to get caught in an inflation wage spiral. What that means is that if employers have to pay everyone more because wages go up, then they have to charge people more to cover those increased costs of wages. They'll pass that on, which means the prices of their goods will go up, which in turn means that wages have to go up again to support that increased cost of living or inflation. option. So you get caught in a vicious circle. And that shouldn't happen in Australia because our wages have stayed under control. So we are going potentially from bad to less bad. And what we're seeing all around us, the global economy, contains the real uncertainty. What it does mean and what has played out in the property market, at least in September, is we've seen auction clearance rates rise slightly. We haven't seen prices fall as fast as they had been. In other words, yes, prices came down a bit, but not as far as the previous month. So on average, they fell about 1 odd percentage point, which isn't much in the scheme of things. Of course, you have that 12 months in a row, that is still a 12% fall, but that hasn't happened yet. In fact, rents have gone up. So a lot of investors are coming back into the market, and a lot of people who couldn't afford properties now can, and they have a bit of a choice as it's turned to a buyer's market. So what we've seen is that sales volumes have not fallen. People are still out there buying. The usual spring stock is on the market and that stock is still selling. We haven't seen prices fall 30, 40, even 50% as some were predicting. And one of the reasons for that is that there is really good employment in Australia. In other words, our unemployment is really low. If there is a labour shortage, which there is in Australia, it means that people can get a job. They can probably get two jobs if they can't afford their mortgage. There are options for people to earn money. The real problem is like the global financial crisis, when interest rates are high, people can't afford their mortgages and they're getting laid off and they don't have any income or any jobs. It's the reverse this time round. There's too many jobs and not enough people to fill them. So those wanting to pay the mortgage, meet the higher cost of living and cover those higher interest rates will have the ability to do so. It's not like the Great Depression where people just couldn't get work or an income, which means that the property market here shouldn't tank and fall. And don't forget, we saw over the last 12 months or so during the pandemic, prices went up nearly 30% on average in Australia. So they'd have to fall a long way for people to lose money in property or be underwater. In other words, the mortgage being more than the value of the property. Plus, when people bought, they would have had some sort of a deposit, say 10%. So there'd have to be a fall of more than 40%. And even then, there probably wouldn't be blood in the streets where people would just be selling off at fire sale prices, because they can get jobs, they can still service their mortgage, and they've still got equity in their property. So it is a great time to seize an opportunity if you're looking to buy, because things are going from bad to less bad. The interest rate rises are tapering off. Supply chains are getting freed up. Things are still evolving around the world, the situation in Ukraine, and there will be economic headwinds. But Australia will fare better than most. Our economy is doing quite well. There's a patchy period for the next few months, but investors are coming back to the market. People are out there buying. We don't have massive excess stock or a real imbalance of supply and demand. So the market is not going to crash and burn. Let's face it, you don't want to be buying into a market that's going to fall 30 or 40%. That seems very unlikely. However, the deck of cards is still weighted in favour of buyers. It's a buyer's market. And you're not buying a lemon and you're not buying into an asset class that's going to absolutely implode. You're buying bricks and mortar. And now is a really good time to buy, especially coming into Christmas, because sellers are going to be really motivated. It happens every year. They want to make sure they're not holding a property over Christmas time and the New Year, year. They become liable for land tax in some states if they hold the property as at the 31st of December. On top of that, they've got to pay mortgages and outgoings on a property. And if they're trying to sell it, there's a styling package, usually furniture in the property. And everybody knows that the market dies from December to about February in Australia over the summer months. So people selling in the summer months have a much harder time, and they're hemorrhaging money with all those holding costs. That's why in the real estate world and the legal world, we often see sellers saying, just sell, just sell. I'll drop my price. I just want the certainty of a sale before Christmas. They're the magic words. They want it done and dusted before the end of the year. So if you've been waiting to make a move until there was a little bit more clarity, we seem to see a light at the end of the tunnel. Interest rates may have to go up a bit further. Philip Lowe, the governor of the Reserve Bank, said that. But most economists are thinking there'll be two small rate rises this year. And if nothing else changes next year, things should get better. Philip Lowe said he expects inflation to taper off next year and be back to normal where they want it to be by 2024. And hopefully there won't be the need for rate rises because wages won't go through the roof. So probably a really good time to buy a property if you are waiting for the tide to turn. If no one rings a bell at the bottom of the market, but this could well be it. And if you do your research, if you have the right knowledge, support and systems to buy at the right price using the right strategy and structures, then you won't go wrong. If you want to know more about how to get the support and the knowledge and the tools and the software that you want to make sure you make informed and profitable decisions in property, you can have a look at the link below and attend one of our free property masterclasses to make sure your knowledge is on the cutting edge of things. If you're enjoying this podcast, we want to invite you to join the Property Lovers Facebook group. To find the group in Facebook, just search for Property Lovers. You'll see the group banner, which has the word Property Lovers Hub on it. It's a community for property lovers in Australia. And just like this podcast, it's been created to give you a competitive advantage so you can get superior results in property. Please come and join us today. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.